Welcome back to the locker room, proudly sponsored, of course, by the Bayside Automotive Group. And, well, we're into March, and of course, when you think of March, you think of football's just around the corner, and local football will be in full swing on RPP come a few weeks' time. And one of the big stories in the off season certainly has to be the acquisition of two AFL or ex AFL champions to play at the Pearsdale Football Club. We've got the Pearsdale coach online, Lee Stewart. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, Bossy. How are you?
Going very well. Just give us a bit of background. How much organisation's for this to happen? How long has it been in the wings that you've been trying to get a couple of big marquee players to really have a couple of big bumper days for your club?
I think last year, obviously this is my first year at Pearsdale, so last year Frankston Bombers and Pearsdale played a marquee game. Frankston as the home team organised Brendan Pavola to come down. So obviously this year it's our turn. So that one had been in the pipe works for a fair while. We're obviously actually at first trying to get Dane Swan to play, but with him being in the jungle and going through a couple of other issues with his body, that one took up a bit of time and didn't come through. And then we were lucky enough to organise Daniel Kerr to come down through Ricky Nixon. And in the meantime, that happened pretty quickly. That sort of only took a day or two to come through. And then, we weren't getting anywhere with Swan, so we made contact with Nixon again about the possibility of getting another player. And he just said that he might be able to get us Barry Hall, and that came together in, I'd say, less than 24 hours, that he was able to get on to Barry Hall, organise a date and get it all sorted. So, we were pretty lucky there because, like I said, otherwise we were sort of stuck because Dane Swan sort of didn't look like it was going to work out. So
now they're both home games to the club, aren't they?
Yeah, first two home games. So round one, so Daniel Kerr will play round one against Devon Meadows at home, which is, I guess, the local derby in some way. So I think that always gets a decent crowd. So hopefully with an ex-AFL champion pulling on the hoops, we might be able to get a few more through the gate. So he'll be round one. And then Big Bazzer will be round two against Frankston at our home ground. I think last year they played at the Dolphins ground, but it'll be at Pearsdale this year.
Now, how does that work with the point system and eligibilities and things like that? Do you get a special dispensation of some kind?
They'd be exempt, wouldn't they?
To be honest with you, we got a lot of locals, so I don't know how it works with the points, but we're a long way off being in any sort of trouble with the points and things like that. So I'm sure it's been ticked off by the club, but I said we wouldn't be anywhere. I'd say on an average week, we'd be somewhere around 24 to 25 points, so I don't think the points will be a drama. Other than that, to be honest with you, I didn't really look into that, but they might be, well, Barry Hall hasn't played for a few years, so I don't think the points would be a concern.
I think you're right there, Lee. I think it'll just be totally exempt to try and get a player of their capabilities down. I reckon you won't have a problem there at all. Just in regards to some of the planning that you've gone through to getting these guys down. So what have you sort of got in set for the day that these two guys are down at your club?
So the first one with Kerr, he'll come down on a Thursday night and train with us. And then the Saturday of the Kerr, so he'll play on the Saturday. The Saturday night the club has organised that he'll play the game, and then afterwards him and Ricky Nixon will hang around and they'll do a sportsman's night at the club. So it should be a big night. I'm sure that there's two guys there who have got some pretty interesting stories. So that should be a good night. I think the tickets, they've set it all up. Tickets are available from the club, so you'd have to get in contact with the club either by phone, or I think Facebook seems to be the way to do those sort of things these days. So Facebook or one of those social media apps. And then the Barry Hall game, there'll be a luncheon that day. So there'll be a luncheon in the club room at 12 o'clock. And then, Barry Hall will be in there to speak with a couple of other guest speakers. And then, he'll play the game after that, obviously. So, it should be two big days for the club, hopefully.
I know it's not your problem, but Frankston, the fullback that messages up on Barry Hall, you wouldn't want him to do what Scott Thompson did to him a few years ago and get him riled.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about the fullback. I'm worried about the bloke at this level who probably tries to drop in front of the hole in the hole in front of him, because he looks like he's probably double the size he was when he was playing AFL. So, yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned if I was standing behind him and trying to spoil him, but I don't think I'd want to be the guy sitting in front of him.
Just if you look back a few years ago, there was difficulties with the footy club, and then they've reignited themselves and they've picked up, I think, four or five wins in the last couple of years. Any thoughts about setting goals for success for this year?
We haven't sat down as a group really and set goals in terms of X amount of wins or anything like that. I guess it's more, from my point of view, they have been down for a few years, and I think there seems to be that acceptance of, you know, getting close to good teams and accepting that we tried our best but we just weren't good enough. So I guess the pre-season has been about more expecting to win games, going into games expecting to win rather than hoping to get close to teams or hoping to win games. So look, I think the pre-season's been really, really good. There's a good feeling there. You know, they've all done a lot of hard work, and I think we'll have a good year. I'm sure that there'll be people out there who will say, you know, they've lost a couple of players and they haven't got A, B and C, but at this level, and I've experienced, I guess, both sides of the ledger, having all the superstar players and people expecting you to do things, and maybe those sort of teams don't work as hard as they should. I think we're probably at the other end of the ledger. People aren't expecting much, but this is a group that I think they really care about each other, and like I said, they've done the hard work. Pre-season's been fantastic. So I don't think that we'll be an easy side to play against. The attack on the ball and the intensity of training has been really good. So I'm actually really looking forward to the year. First couple of games will give me a better idea of where we're at. But, yeah, pre-season-wise, like I said, I think we'll have a really good year.
A lot's been talked about the draw the last couple of years, Lee, in regards to 16 games to 18 games, about who you play twice and all that sort of stuff. Are you happy with your draw this year?
Yeah, well, I don't know, Vossi. It looks on paper, it looks good, but you sort of don't know. Like last year, I don't know what Frankston, I don't know how it worked, but that's probably the best draw that a club's ever going to get. But that wasn't luck. I guess you look at the start of the year and you sort of don't know until four or five rounds in how good your draw is going to be. Now, you know, some sides dropped off last year, some sides improved. So we only get to Sorrento. I think Sorrento and Red Hill once, and we don't have to travel to those two grounds. So that's good for us. But I think it'll be a strong comp. It sort of seems to be evening out a little bit. I don't think the salary cap has sort of done a lot to help that. And I think there might be a few clubs making a mockery of that. But I think the comp, I think it's evened out. And like I said, Aston, a couple of the sides, two sides, maybe think might struggle. Like I said, I think that whoever we play, we're going to give them a pretty honest day out. So, yeah, I think our draw, mate, like I said, until four or five rounds in, you don't really know, but I'm not disappointed with it.
All right, Lee. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And, look, obviously, you hope that you get a beautiful day like this for those 2 days that you got the two ex-AFL boys in Daniel Kerr and also Barry Hall down to play at your club. Hopefully you fill out the ground and the day's a huge success for the footy club.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like you said, Bossy, I think the weather does play a big I don't know how many people were at Frankston last year for the Savola game, but the weather was like this, and it gives people a reason to get out. So, yeah, hopefully the weather gods smile on us and we can get a couple of big crowds down there.
All the best. We'll obviously catch up with you once the footy show and the footy season starts. So all the best, Julian. Thanks again for your time.
Beautiful. Thanks, Bossy.
Yep. Go on, Julie. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Tim.